This is India Edwards, Vice Chairman of the Democratic National Committee and Director of its Women's Division. Frequently, I address my talks to women, but my subject today concerns all Americans, men and women. For all Americans 21 years of age and older have the privilege and the responsibility of casting ballots on November 7th. My subject is the Democratic record on aid to Korea. The American government between 1946 and that day last June when communist aggression struck in South Korea had provided $523 million in economic and military assistance to South Korea. The history in the Congress of that aid, however, is not one that can bring a glow of pride to many Republicans. When the program of Korean aid was being debated in the Congress, many Republicans were calling it, I quote, Operation Rathold, end quote. They were trying to shave every dollar off it that they possibly could. The Democratic program for a little ECA for Korea got the strongest sort of help from President Truman. In urging economic aid to the Democratic Republic of South Korea, President Truman told the Congress, the survival and progress of the Republic of South Korea toward a self-supporting, stable economy will have an immense and far-reaching influence on the people of Asia. Those were President Truman's prophetic words in urging aid to South Korea. But the House of Representatives rejected the little ECA for Korea last January by a vote of 192 to 191. And, for the record, 130 of those votes against South Korea were Republican votes. That vote was disastrous. It was an open invitation to the communists of North Korea to push their aggression against the Democratic Republic of South Korea. Eventually, the Korean aid bill was passed, but the damage had been done. Now, when people say, and it's usually the Republicans who say it, that the American government didn't do enough to prevent this communist aggression in South Korea, I ask myself, and I would like you to ask yourself, what in the world would they have had our government do? The American government, acting under the leadership of the Democratic administration, sent aid into Korea through UNRWA immediately after the end of World War II. The American government, through the Democratic administration, included Korea in huge programs of economic aid and military assistance. More than $500 million worth, remember that. When anybody says that the American government did nothing to prevent the communist aggression in South Korea, remember $500 million and ask him if he knows what he's talking about. We Democrats can be proud of what we have done for democracy in South Korea. And we can be proud of the courage and heroism of all the men who are fighting in the name of the United Nations to preserve democracy in South Korea. And we Democrats can be very proud of President Truman for his courage in carrying out this policy. These are basic facts on the Democratic administration record in resisting communist aggression in Korea. These are facts which American voters should know when they go to the polls on November 7th to elect the 82nd Congress. Be sure to register, and then be sure to go to the polls on November 7th to vote as an American. Vote Democratic. This is India Edwards, Vice Chairman of the Democratic National Committee and Director of its Women's Division. I don't suppose very many of you have ever thought of Tom Sawyer in connection with a political campaign, but there is one story about Mark Twain's immortal hero that is very fitting as we near Election Day. This is the story of Tom Sawyer and two of his friends who hid in the church balcony while the local minister, believing the boys dead, preached their funeral oration. It wasn't until the deluded minister had finished his eulogy that Tom and his friends turned up, very much alive. Well, the deluded preacher of 1950 is the Republican Party. For 17 years, the Republicans have been preaching the death of our national economy under Democratic administration. Like Tom Sawyer's minister, they have been preaching a funeral sermon. But only one thing has been missing, the dead body. For national economy under the Democratic administrations is very much alive. During the last 17 years, Democrats have launched vigorous policies of recovery and reform. They did more than just restore the very sick economy left by the Republicans in 1932. The Democrats expanded our economy to bring more and more benefits to more and more people. During the last 17 years, Democratic administrations have brought to an end the dread fear of mortgage foreclosures for hundreds of thousands of American families. The construction of new homes has been stepped up. Many slums have been cleared. More Americans own their own homes than ever before in our history. America's natural resources are being used through Democratic administration programs for the benefit of all the people, not just for the benefit of a few at the top. For 17 years, our nation has carried out great works of reclamation and conservation. These magnificent democratic programs have provided great sources of power for farm and factory, new recreations for our people. And these democratic programs have added immeasurably, not only to our economic strength, but to our military strength. Then there is that peculiar distinction of Republican administrations' bank failures that have been wiped out by the Democrats. Social Security, another Democratic program which the Republicans vigorously fought, respects the human dignity of American men and women. Labor has gained through an increase in the minimum wage from 40 cents to 75 cents an hour, despite strong Republican opposition. And the American farmer, the forgotten man of Republican administrations, has been included in the Democratic program for all the people. Net farm income has been raised from a low of $2 billion in Republican 1932 to more than $13 billion in Democratic 1949. And rural electrification, another great Democratic program, has electrified more than 4 million farm homes and reduced the drudgery of farm work both in the home and in the field. As we Democrats head into the congressional election campaign, the Democratic Party is moving forward with a magnificent record. It is moving forward under great and strong national and state leadership. But like Tom Sawyer's preacher who believed Tom dead, the Republicans continue to preach their sad funeral orations. Democratic leadership, however, continues to keep American economy, American strength, an American prestige very much alive. We will not go back to those Republican days of boom and bust, of bread lines and the dole, of sweatshop labor and bank failures, of farm foreclosures. We will go forward with the Democratic Party. So register and vote on November 7th. Vote Democratic.